USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Maine's top election official removing former President Trump from that state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine's Secretary of State Shenna Bellows made the decision Thursday. It came after a bipartisan group of former lawmakers in that state challenged Trump's position.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence January 6, 2021 and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Trump's team has argued the former president incited nothing that day and was only participating in free speech demonstrations that got out of hand. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is still fighting what analysts call a losing battle to ramp up his campaign to get the GOP nomination for the White House. In a recent interview, DeSantis said that he doesn't care what people think and that he's not trying to be liked in Washington.
I want to return this government to we the people. It's gotten way outside its skis. It's focusing on issues that these entrenched elites care about, and it's leaving Americans behind.
He went on to say his plan is to be a two-term president. DeSantis has fallen behind Nikki Haley in some GOP primary polls. Former President Trump remains a strong frontrunner, with roughly 50% support among likely Republican voters. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling further cooling of the labor market, as reported by the U.S. Labor Department. Initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to reach 218,000 in the week ending December 23rd. It marks the second consecutive rise in jobless claims. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Israeli forces may be poised to open a second front in their war with radical Islamists while the IDF continues fighting Hamas in Gaza. There's growing concern about rocket attacks from Hezbollah militants across the border in Lebanon. And now, Israeli forces on that front may begin pushing. Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid did not mince words Wednesday about his people's resolve.
The state of Israel wasn't found with the belief that anti-Semitism will disappear. It was founded so that we can tell anti-Semites they can go screw themselves.
The Israeli military said its northern command was in a state of very high readiness. Hamas, Hezbollah, and other radical Islamic groups have been launching attacks against Israel across the region since October 7th. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling a further cooling of the labor market, as reported by the U.S. Labor Department. Initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to reach 218,000 the week ending December 23rd. This marks the second consecutive rise in jobless claims. Mortgage rates have dropped for the ninth consecutive week, coinciding with indications from the Federal Reserve about potential interest rate cuts in the coming year. According to recent data from Freddie Mac, the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now stands at 6.61%. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.